们最近几个礼拜读经都有在提到约伯记。
In the last few weeks, we have been studying the book of Job.
那约伯记是一个相当深奥的一本书。
A book of Job is a very profound book.
因为它是在探讨为什么义人会受苦。
Because the subject of this book talks about why righteous will suffer.
我们人生有两件事情离不开的。
There are two things in our life that will never leave us.
一个就是苦难，一个就是罪恶。
One is suffering, one is wickedness.
那这两个有时候如果没有信仰，没有办法解释，也没有答案。
Now, with these two subjects, if we don't have a faith, we cannot explain them or have an answer for them.
但是一旦有了信仰，
Once we have the faith,
我们可以站在神的立场来看这两件事情。
We can look at these two matters from the perspective of God.
所以苦难可以解释。
So this suffering can be explained.
罪恶也可以解释。
And the sin can be explained.
苦难有答案。
Suffering has an answer.
罪恶也有答案。
And the sin has an answer as well.
就是有一条出路。
There's a way open for us.
所以信仰确实是太重要。
So this faith, our belief is very important.
那今天我想用几次如果有机会来跟大家一起学习约伯记。
So if we have our time, I would like to use the opportunity to study with the book of Job for several times.
今天就下午跟大家一起来学习第一章跟第二章。
This afternoon, we'd like to study Job chapter 1 and 2 together.
约伯记第一章跟第二章，我们可以看到神人跟魔鬼的关系。
From chapter 1 and 2, we can see the relationship between God and devil.
但是神跟魔鬼我们看不到。
But we cannot see God nor Satan.
虽然看不到是存在的。
But even though we cannot see them, they do exist.
而且神跟魔鬼的厉害大过人。神跟魔鬼他的能力大过人。
And the power of God and Satan far exceeds what human can do.
所以有时候我们人在无形中被两个力量所掌控，一个是神，一个是魔鬼。
So sometimes we are controlled by these two forces, one from God and one from Satan.
但是有时候我们自己也不知道。
And sometimes we are not aware of it.
那在约伯记第一章里面，我们看到到底神看重约伯什么？
So in book chapter 1 in book of Job, what we see that what did God see in Job?
因为人在看一个人跟神在看一个人不太一样。
Well, what man sees in a person and what God sees in a person are very different.
如果我们从约伯记第一章第一节一直读到第四节，这样读。
If we read from Job chapter 1 to verse 1 to verse 4, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Verse 2. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. Verse 3. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female of donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Verse 4. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
好，如果我们第一节一直读到第四节，
So when we read from verse 1 to 4,
一般人最看重是从第二节到第四节。
Most people would emphasize and look at verse 2 to 4.
说他有七个儿子，三个儿女，在古代，儿子多，这是福气。
He has seven sons and three daughters in the ancient time. Having many children are a blessing.
那第三节说他有七千的羊，三千的骆驼，五百对牛，500对母驴。
But he also have a possession of 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female of donkeys.
而且他有很多仆人。
And he has many servants.
就财产很多了。
He has a great possession.
所以这个人在东方中为至大。
So in the East, he is the greatest.
所以他这一句话是加在第三节、第二节、第三节后面。
So this word was spoken in the last part of the verse 3.
也就是说在东方人中啊，约伯啊很有分量，是因为他很有财产。
So in other words, that he is the greatest of all the people in the East because he has a wealth.
好，然后啊，第四节他的生活方式。
And verse 4 describes his lifestyle.
啊，在家里摆设筵席。
And they would go and feast in their houses.
啊，常常吃喝快乐啊，我生活过得很如意。
They often have party and merry. They live a very luxurious and wonderful life.
啊，所以这个就是一般人所看重，所以约伯变成。在东方中自大。
And this is what most people would emphasize and what regards as highest. So he is the regard as the greatest in the East.
但是神怎么看约伯？
But how does God look at Job?
这个才重要。
This is what's most important.
那我们就看神在评论约伯。
So look at how God talk about Job.
我们都可以看第八节。
Verse 8, then the Lord said to Satan,Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
神看重约伯不是他有什么。
What God sees in Job is not his possessions of wealth.
就是第二节到第四节。
Not what he has in describing
verse
2 and 3.
神看重约伯是他是什么人，这个才重要。
What God sees in Job is what kind of person he is.
说他是完全正直。
He is an upright man.
那这个完全正直从哪里来？
And where does this come from?
从敬畏神来。
It comes from a fear of God.
因为他敬畏神，所以他就远离恶事。
Because he fears God, therefore he shuns evil.
所以不对的不敢做。
So the things that are wrong, he dare not to commit.
只有神认为对，他才敢做。
Only things that are right in the sight of God, then he will do it.
那这样在神在在神面前呢，他就是变成正直。
So in the sight of God, he is an upright man.
这个就是神所看重的。
And this is what God sees in him.
再来我们看第二章的第三节。
Let's continue read chapter 2, verse 3.
约伯经过试炼之后。
After Job was tried.
神对约伯有另外一个评论。
God has another saying on Job.
我们看第二章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? And still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.
这个约伯经过试炼之后他没有离开神。
So after Job went through these many tribulations, he did not depart God.
结果神就称赞约伯一件事情。
So God commended Job for one thing.
他说：“你虽然激动我无故毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。”
God said that even you incited me against him.He still holds fast to his integrity.
英文叫 integrity. 这句话相当好。
This is a well said, a very good saying.
那如果在这个社会有人说，我怀疑你的纯正，这是一个很大对人格很大的侮辱。
So if in this society, if someone say that I doubt your integrity, this is a great insult to a person.
那这个纯正是什么？
So what is this integrity?
如果我们去看那个字典的解释。
If you look at the definitions in the dictionary.
这个纯正叫做诚实，还有很高的道德标准。
Integrity, the definition of integrity means that this person is honest and has a very high moral standard.
And 纯正就是代表在道德上是对的，没有错误。
In another word, that he is not morally wrong means he's morally correct in what he does.
那神用这一句话来形容约伯。
And God uses word to describe Job.
说经过试炼之后，我发现约伯的信仰是纯正的。
So after the tribulation that Job has received, God said that his faith is he has hold fast to his integrity.
这个是神看重的。
This is what God sees in him.
所以我们就看人在看一个人跟神在看一个人是差很多的。
So this is why this is how.God sees a person, how men see a person is very vastly different.
人常常是看外表。
Men often see the superficial of a person.
神是看人的内心。
But God sees our heart.
看他的纯正。
And God sees the integrity of a person.
啊，那这个纯正非常的重要。
And this integrity is very important.
啊，我们来看啊诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalms.
诗篇的。哦，41篇12节。
Psalm 41:12。
啊，诗篇41篇12节。
Psalm 41:12。12. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever.
什么样的人可以永远站在神面前
？So what kind of person can stand before God forever？
这41:12。一个答案。
Yeah, here in chapter 41:12 gave us the answer.
啊，这个是大卫做的诗。
This is a psalm composed by David.
大卫有这样相同的认识。
And David has the same understanding.
你因为我的纯正就扶持我。
Because of my integrity, you have set me before you.
这个跟神在赞美约伯一样。
And this is the same kind of praise as the Job received.
就是信仰的纯正，神看重，因此神扶持大卫，使他能够站在神面前。
Because of his integrity of his faith, God upholds David.
那我们就再进一步，什么叫做在神面前信仰很纯正
？So let's study further. What does it mean to have an integrity of faith in front of God？
那我们现在就回来看约伯记。
Now let's turn back to Book of Job, chapter 2.
这个约伯记开始啊，就记载患难来到他。
In the beginning of Book of Job, it described how tribulation and suffering came to him.
我们刚刚所看到令人羡慕的这些物质福气啊，一下就没有了。
We see that all the blessings that people envy all disappeared.
那没有之后的这些福气都没有之后啊。
After all this physical blessing had disappeared.
那到底约伯怎么回应？
How did Job respond?
因为这个神跟魔鬼在对话。
We can see the conversation between God and Satan.
那魔鬼的工作是在离间人跟神。
And the work of Satan is to separate and increase the distance between the man and God.
从创世纪开始到这里都一样，魔鬼就是要使人跟神离开。
From Genesis up to here, we can see the work of Satan is to separate a man from God.
那神魔鬼怎么离开神跟人的关系呢
？So how does Satan accomplish this work?
就是向神控告约伯的信仰，约伯拜你是有原因的。
Is to accuse Job against to God that there's a reason why Job worship you.
诸位，我们今天拜神都有原因的。
Today we all come to worship God, and we all have a reason for that.
但是问题是，这个原因跟约伯拜神的原因是不是一样
？But however, today the reason we worship God is the same as the reason that Job worship God.
如果我们今天拜神的原因跟约伯一样。
Now today, if we worship God, the reason we worship is same as the reason that Job worship God.
我们在神面前就是纯正，信仰是纯正的。
Then we will stand with a faith of integrity in front of God.
如果我们今天拜神的原因跟约伯不一样。
Today, if the reason we worship God is different from the reason that Job worship God.
我们拜神的原因跟约伯的太太一样。
If the reason we worship God is same as the wives of Job who worship God.
不管你多热心，这个信仰不纯正。
No matter how fervent we are, we don't have a pure faith.
那什么叫做信仰不纯正
？So what does it mean not to have a pure faith?
第一章第九节到十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. 9. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Verse 10. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Verse 11. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
这个魔鬼是要这样告诉神。
So this is what Satan told God.
约伯今天这么热心拜你，就是为这功利。
Today, the reason that Job worshiped you is because of all the benefits that he had received from you.
为什么?
Why?
因为你祝福他, 牛羊这么多,
because you bless him. You bless him with many livestock.
孩子这么多,
with many children.
而且你用篱笆把他保护得很好,
and you have put on a hedge around him to protect him.
当然他会拜你,
of course, he will worship you.
你试试看, 你如果把这个功力拿掉,
now try, if you will, remove the hedges.
约伯马上把你弃掉,
all the possessions, and then Job will surely curse you.
今天我们要想,
so today we need to think.
我们拜神是不是因为神给我很多,
so today we need to ask ourselves, we worship God, is it because that God has given us a lot?
我今天算算算算算, 我来美国因为这样这样这样, 所以我信耶稣, 我拜神。
Today, we count all the blessings we have received, the reason we come to U.S., the reason we have what we have today. Now, for these reasons, I come to worship him.
如果我们拜神是因为这样,
now, if we worship him because of all these reasons,
有一天我们神把所有给我们的都拿掉,
one day, God will remove all that we have.
我们跟约伯一样,
and we will be like Job.
我们可能就跟约伯的太太一样,
it's very possible we'll be like Job's wife.
那你拜神拜到这样, 你弃掉神算了吧。
If you worship till this stage, you might as well curse him and leave him.
神没有给你什么外在的东西, 你还拜他吗?
Now, if God didn't give you any physical blessings and possessions, why do you need to worship him?
这个好像什么?
What is it like?
这个夫妻两个, 很恩爱,
it's like a husband and wife, they love each other.
那人家第三者就进来了。
Then there's a third person who came in.
说你太太跟你结婚有原因啊, 就是因为你有公民啊, 她可以得到绿卡嘛。
There's a reason that your wife married you because you have a citizenship. That's why she married you.
或者说因为你很有钱嘛,
or because you have, you have great wealth.
那这样一讲的话, 就让人怀疑 你太太你配偶的纯正, 她的动机。
The minute this is said, then this doubt was cast in your heart, and you start thinking the integrity of your wife, your spouse.
所以有一天如果你财产都失掉, 你太太就弃掉你就走了。
So one day, if you lose all your possessions, all your benefits, maybe your wife will leave you.
用一个比喻就非常像这样。So
this is a very similar analogy.
所以魔鬼要证明, 约伯拜神是出于功利的。
So Satan wants to prove that there's an ulterior motive why Job worshiped God.
好，那所以当患难一来到的时候,
so when the tribulation and suffering come,
我们看约伯的信仰到底为什么就讲得很清楚了。
Then we can see what Job's faith is like.
所以一般活得很平安，什么都有, 看不出他信仰到底是为什么。
So when one lives in prosperity and have everything, you cannot see what kind of faith he has.
患难一来到，像约伯一样。
But the minute when suffering and tribulation come, just like Job,
哭天，天不应, 祷告没有什么回应,
and when you cry to heaven, when you pray, there's no response.
好像神没有听了,
it's like God does not respond to you. God hasn't heard.
我们怎么样来看我们的神?
Now, at that time, how do we look at the God that we worship?
我们先来看, 第一章,
now, let's turn back to chapter 1.
第一章从13节开始啊, 忽然就, 很多患难就来到了。
Chapter 1, verse 13, suddenly all the tribulation and calamities come upon him.
所以牛羊都死了。
All the livestock have died.
所有的孩子都死了。
And children all died.
当然对于伯来讲是很痛苦的。
This is very, very sad for Job.
所以二十节,约伯就撕裂外袍,匍匐在地。
So therefore, Job tore apart his cloth, and then he bowed down.
二十一节。
In verse 21, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thee there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
我们就发现,约伯拜神主要原因是因为神是可拜的,而不是因为神给他什么。So
from here we can see that the reason that Job worshiped God is because that God is worthy of being worshipped, not because of his benefit that he received.
那这个两个有什么差别?
So what's the difference between these two?
这里说我是赤身出于母胎, 也要赤身归回。
Here say that naked I came from mother's womb, and naked shall I return there.
也就是说我们人是从零开始的。
In other words, that a man start from zero.
到最后也是零结束的。
And when we conclude, when we end, we will conclude with nothing.
所以在这个零跟零中间，你加一千加一万都一样，到最后都是零。
So between these two zeros, does not matter in between how many you have added up, whether it's thousand or ten thousands.
所以神加一千，神再拿回一千一样，因为到最后都是零。
So if God add you a thousand and God take away a thousand, it's the same. At the end, it will be zero.
所以拜神不是因为神加给我一千一万，因为这到最后都是零。
So worship God is not because that God had add a thousand or two thousand or ten thousand to us, because at the end, it will all be at zero.
那如果这样，那我为什么拜神？
So for this reason, then why do we worship God?
他说，神的名是应当称颂的。
Here says that blessed be the name of the Lord.
所以有时候我们就想。
So sometimes we think we ponder.
世界上有很多人，他有所谓的粉丝。
Today there are people who have many fans, many followers.
你配合一个欣赏一个人，你在跟随他。
You admire a person, you follow this person.
甚至崇拜他。
Even worship him.
比方说，我们喜欢听交响乐，你就去听贝多芬。
For example, we like to listen to a symphony. We listen to Beethoven's symphony.
那贝多芬给我们什么？没有啊。
So what did Beethoven give us?
他只有留下一个杰作。
He only left us a masterpiece, maybe.
杰作我们就觉得他很伟大，所以你从心里就很佩服他。
And then we thought that he's great from inside of our heart. We admire him.
所以神为什么值得我们拜？
So why is God worthy of our worship?
因为神的杰作就是在这个天空。
Because the masterpiece, the work of God is in this heaven.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
All heavens proclaim the greatness of his work.
天地有多伟大，神就这么伟大。
How great is the heaven and earth, and that is how great is the God.
所以我们拜神是因为神是伟大的。
So today we worship God is because God is great.
虽然世界有很多的伟人。
Even though there are many great men in this earth,
但是在伟大的神面前，伟人是尘土、尘埃。
In front of this great God, they are nothing but a speck of dust.
如果像尘埃的伟人都会引起人崇拜，那天上的神不是更应该被拜吗？
Even this great men like a speck of dust are worthy of people's respect. Should the people even worship and the great God?
第二个
，Second，
神掌管一切。
God controls everything.
神坐在至高之处。
God sits on a very high throne.
他有绝对的权柄掌管一切。
He has absolute power and control for everything.
如果一个强国的总统被人崇拜，
Now, if a leader of a great nation is worshipped by people,
这个强国的总统的上面的一个老板更应该是被崇拜。
Now, the boss of this great leader, shouldn't he be respected and worshipped even more?
这个老板就是天上的神。
And this boss is the God of
heaven. 他将王位给谁就给谁。
He can give this throne and position to anyone he pleases.
我们一生的生死祸福都在他的手里面。
Our life and death, our prosperity, all in his hands.
他在天上享受千万的天使在歌颂他，荣耀他。
In the heaven, he sits with many princes and from all the angels.
只是我们没有看到他。
We could not see them.
如果我们看到他，我们会伏在地上都不够。
But if we could see them with our physical eyes, we will surely bow down and worship him.
所以神的伟大是因为他坐在至高之处掌管一切。
So the greatness of God is because he sits on the very high throne and he controls and everything.
从物质界到灵界。
From physical world to spiritual world.
从今生到永远。
From this life to eternity.
一切都在神的掌握之中。
Everything is in his hand.
所以他叫做主人，他叫做主宰。
That's why he is called the master of the universe.
他值得我们拜。
He is worthy of our worship.
第三个
，Third，
神的本性是善良的。
The nature of God is goodness and kindness.
圣经里面记载很多的人行很多善事。
Bible describes many people have done many good things.
约伯是里面其中的一个。
And Job is one of them.
像哥尼流也是其中的一个。
Cornelius is one of them.
人在善行中表现他的本性是良善的。
In these good deeds, people show that they are kind.
所以就会感动人，会吸引人，会让人来尊敬。
So it will touch people, it will attract people, and it will earn the respect from other people.
那圣经说，一切的美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从神来的。
But Bible says that all goodness and kindness, all blessing come from God.
神是美的。
God is good.
神是荣耀的。
God is glorious.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
神是圣洁的。
God is pure and holy.
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
当我们能够认清楚神的本性，
When we come to know the true nature of God,
我们会被他感动。
We will be touched by him.
我们会敬拜他。
We will worship him.
所以这叫做神的名是值得称颂的。
That's why we say that the name of God is worthy of our worship.
因此最纯正的信仰，
So the most pure faith
是因为神是值得拜的，所以我拜神。
It's because that God is worthy of our respect and worship, therefore we come to worship
him. 而不是神给我很多一千一万会归于零的这些东西。
It's not because God has blessed us with many thousand, ten thousand. Those will eventually disappear.
那约伯在试炼当中，他能够把他的信仰完全的表白出来。
And so during Job's tribulation, he was able to express his faith.
所以神就称赞他。
Therefore, God commended him.
你看，约伯持守纯正。
Look, Job has hold fast his integrity.
所以我们不要在意人怎么看我们。
So we should not mind how people look at us.
人只是人而已。
Men are only men.
到最后还是归零。
They will return to zero.
我们要很在意神怎么看我们。
What we should care is how God look at us.
这样才是永远的。
This is eternal.
像诗篇中，我们才能够永远站在神面前。
Like some say that we can stand before Him forever.
如果人怎么看我们
？How men look at us?
我们很在意。
If we care so much,
我们不在意神怎么看我们。
If we don't care how God look at us,
我们生活的方向可能会错误。
And the direction of life might be steered to a wrong direction.
所以啊，约伯记也告诉我们。
Therefore, Book of Job tells us,
神到底在看重什么？
What did God see in us?
看重人信仰的纯正。
What He sees most important is the integrity of our faith.
啊，这是从敬畏神来的。
This comes from the fear of God.
啊，所以魔鬼的工作就是要离间神跟人的关系。
So the work of Satan is to separate between man and God.
啊，然后魔鬼就使着人要离开神。
So that man will depart from God.
啊，所以魔鬼就下来攻击约伯。
So that Satan came down and attacked Job.
所以约伯为什么牛羊会损失
？So why is it that Job lost all his livestock?
为什么孩子会死
？Why is that his children died?
为什么全身生疮
？Why is he's sick with all the boils?
因为神允许他。
Because God gave permission.
但是那是魔鬼在做的。
But we know that it was because the work of Satan.
他为什么要这样做
？Why does he do that?
让人来怀疑神啊！你拜神拜到这样死掉算了，那魔鬼最高兴。
Because he want to cast doubt in the mind of a man, so that he will no longer worship God.
这是在约伯记第一章、第二章，我们看到神、人、魔鬼的关系。
So here in chapter 1 and 2, we see the relationship between God, Satan, and Job.
好，那我们再来看约伯受苦这一件事情。
And now let's further look at the matter of when Job was suffered.
在物质界里面的苦难，常常是在灵界里面决定的。
Now the physical suffering is often decided upon in the spiritual world.
所以你看到魔鬼跟神在对话以后，魔鬼下来，人就开始受苦。
So we can see that after the conversation took place between God and Satan, then Satan came down, and then Job suffered.
好，我们现在回来看约伯记第一章。
Let's come back to Job chapter 1.
第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, All that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. On this person.
对神说哈，凡他所有的都在你手中。
So God said that all that he has in your power.
这是神允许的。
This was permitted by God.
但是有一个界限。
But there's a boundary.
你不可以伸手加害他。
You cannot lay a hand on him.
而且撒旦就从神面前就下来了。
So Satan came down from the presence of God.
约伯就开始受苦。
And then we see that Job began to suffer.
好，第二章第七节。
Now let's do it. Chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
这里在魔鬼在跟神对话。
So this is a conversation between God, Satan and God.
神就说，你看啊，他持守纯正啊。
Look at Job. He holds fast to his integrity.
那魔鬼就说，你伸手伤害他的骨肉，他的肉，他就要张面欺骗欺掉你。
If you let me hurt his physical body, he will surely desert you.
那神就允许他再下来了。
So God gave him permission to come down
但是有一个限度，他的命你不能拿走。
But there's a limit that you have to spare his life.
那约伯就开始从头到脚开始伸张，因为魔鬼下来攻击他。
So we can see that from the foot of his sword to the top of his head, he has this painful sores and boils.
物质界的苦难常常是在灵界里面决定的。
So we can see that all many of this physical suffering are determined in the spiritual realm.
那灵界是奥秘。
And the spiritual realm is a mystery.
所以约伯的三个朋友来看，哎，约伯你怎么这个样子
？So when the three friends of Job come to visit him, say, "What happened to you, Job?"
所以从第三章开始，约伯的朋友就跟约伯开始辩起来。
So from chapter 3 and onward, we can see the debate and the argument between Job and his three friends.
在辩什么
？What are they arguing about?
你今天苦难这么大哦，一定是你罪比人深了。
Today, the reason you suffer from all these tribulations is because that it can be attributed to your sin.
所以神不放过你啊。
So God has not spared you.
约伯不服啊，一直辩到底。
And God would, Job would not consent. And then he debated with his three friends.
那在约伯的朋友这个辩论当中，我发现他会有很丰富的神学知识。
So during this debate and argument, we can see that he is full of knowledge of God.
神学知识不是 knowledge
of God. Theological knowledge.
所以他讲的每一句话都是对的。
So everything that he said was correct.
但是这么多神学知识套在约伯身上，就是有一点是错的。
But all this theological knowledge that Job uttered is all right except one.
就是苦难是出于罪。
That this the suffering came from sin.
在这个约伯身上，这是不对的。
But on the body of on Job, this is not correct.
神要借着苦难来证明魔鬼的控告是错的。
God want to use suffering to prove that the accusation of Satan is wrong.
约伯的信仰是很纯正的。
Now the Job's faith is pure.
是因为这样他在受苦的。
It's because of this that he was suffering.
所以如果我们再回来看，我们就发现说，灵界的事情真的是很深奥的。
So if we come back and look at this, we can see that the spiritual world matter is very mysterious.
人在地上的苦难常常是在灵界里面决定的。
So many physical suffering in this world are often determined by what happened in the spiritual world.
所以诗篇里面有一句话这样说。
So there's a saying in Psalm.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
诗篇的七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
十六节，请读。
Verse 16. Psalm 73.Verse 16, when I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
这个地方说，我想来想去，怎么明白呢？眼见实系为难。
See, it says that it was too painful for me.
为什么这个作诗的人会这样讲呢？
Why would composer say this?
他说有一些人做很多恶事。
Because they are people who have committed many wrongdoings.
好像没有恶报。
It seems that they did not receive what they deserved.
但是很多善良的人好像受很多的苦难。
But there are many good people who suffered.
所以想来讲想不通了。
So he thought about this and he couldn't understand what was too painful for him.
那这样对苦难想不通要怎么办？
So if we cannot think through these painful sufferings, what do we do?
17节。
Verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
所以到最后就要进到神的圣所，来到神的面前，苦难才能够想得通了。
So at last, we must enter into the sanctuary of God, then we can understand the meaning of the suffering.
所以在约伯记第一章里面，我们就能够看得通苦难的另外一个原因，不一定是罪了。
So from the book of Job, we can see the reason of our suffering.From on the other side, it's not necessary from sin.
要证明我们的信仰的纯正
is to prove that our faith is upright.
所以，我们在约伯记第二章可以看到这个。
So we can see this in Job chapter 2.
那苦难的程度是由神来决定的。
So the degree of suffering are determined by God.
因此约伯无故被攻击。
So Job was attacked without reason.
主要原因不是约伯。
The reason is not because of Job,
是要证明他信仰的纯正。
But it's to prove that his faith is upright.
那我们先来看第一章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 1, book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
好，再看第二章第九节跟第十节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 9 and 10. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Verse 10. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
所以我们就发现了, 约伯跟他太太这是夫妻哦, 两个都是在拜神。
So we can see Job and his wife, they are husband and wife, spouse, they both worship God.
但是苦难一来到, 就在检验这两个人信仰的拜神的原因, 跟与神关系的这个程度, 深度。
But when the suffering comes, suffering is used as a way to examine their faith. What's the reason that they worship God?
所以有时候连我们自己也不晓得我为什么拜神。
Sometimes we might not even know what's the reason we worship God.
但是苦难一来就显露出来了。
But when suffering comes, it will reveal all.
那我们拜神的原因在哪里？
It will reveal the true reason we worship God.
还有我们拜神跟神关系的深度在哪里？
And it will reveal the true depth and the relationship between us and God.
所以等约伯记到最后，我们就发现神给约伯的祝福都是加倍的。
So at the very end, we can see that God doubled all the blessings that Job has received from before.
因为神给人的意念不是降灾祸的，神的意念是赐平安的。
But because the nature of God is to give us peace, not suffering.
所以约伯受苦到最后，神给他有加倍的补偿啊。
So at the end, we can see that Job received the double of his blessings.
所以在圣经里面，每一个为义受苦到最后的福气都很大。
We can see in the Bible that every righteous person who suffered at the end, they all receive blessing.
所以苦难，信仰让我们对苦难能够解释。
So therefore, we can explain why we receive these sufferings.
信仰也让我们在苦难当中看到盼望。
So because of our faith and belief, we can see hope from our suffering.
神就是我们的盼望。
And God is our hope.
神的应许就是我们的盼望。
God's promise is our hope.
那经过苦难之后,
after we went through these sufferings,
我们的信仰又往上提升。
And our faith can be elevated.
从风闻有神见到亲眼见到神。
From when we have heard of God till when we have seen God.
这就是苦难的价值。
This is the value of suffering.
提升人的信仰。
To elevate our faith.
唱诗。
Sing in.
478首。
478.
非常好的赞美诗。
This is a wonderful hymn.
因为主耶稣还活着。
Because Jesus still lives.
所以我们就可以面对明天。
So we can face tomorrow.
有时候我们觉得我们的生活好像约伯记第一章前面所写的。
Sometimes we feel our lives like what was described in Job chapter 1.
生活在神的恩典当中，活得很喜乐，很快乐。
We live in the grace of God. We live with joy, great joy and peace.
但是，什么时候会有意外的风浪来到，没有一个人知道。
We don't know when the calamity will strike. No one knows.
因为这是在灵界里面决定了。
Because this is determined in the spiritual world.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
只要有主耶稣。
As long as we have Jesus Christ.
我们就有力量。
We have power.
只要有主耶稣。
As long as we have Jesus Christ.
我们就有帮助。
We have help.
我们就有盼望。
We have hope.
所以我们一定要把主耶稣抓得稳。
So we must hold fast to our Lord Jesus.
我们一定可以看到最美好的未来。
We can see the most beautiful future.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let us all kneel down and pray together.
求主加添我们信心。
We ask God to increase our faith.
在任何一个困难患难当中，对神的信念坚定不移。
Under any kind of suffering and tribulation, that our faith will not be moved.
坚定，一直到最后，一定可以看到神在开路。
And that our faith will hold fast until the end, and we can see that God will open a way for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.